taimaka ito.
The quality of life is improving for millions of families in Niger, a landlocked and mostly desert nation in Africa's Sahel region. A UN-backed cash transfer program is saving scores of people from malnutrition. Halima Isaka and her family have benefited from the initiative. But back in 2011, she didn't have enough food to feed her children.
The year's harvest was so bad that it will not even last us 3 months. When my husband goes to harvest our millet crop, I try to look to gather up as many of the fallen grains as possible. Today, I was able to get almost 2 full bowls of millet, which was enough for 1 family meal.
Niger is suffering from a serious food crisis caused by cycles of drought, poor harvests, and rising food prices. To combat the food insecurity, UNICEF and its partners devised a cash transfer. More than 20,000 vulnerable households in Niger's Magharia region are provided a monthly cash payment of around $40 for a period of 3 months to purchase food. Halima Isaka again.
Before we received this money, we were forced to go out into the bush to gather leaves so we can feed our family and our children. If we are lucky, we cook the leaves with a very small amount of millet soup, but still went to bed hungry.
The program targets mothers for a reason, says Helen Kuyate, UNICEF nutrition officer.
We would like that women play a role in the family. They are a mother, they have these kids, and they are responsible for these kids. They are one who are struggling for food, for to nourish their, to feed their children. And we would like to empower these women.
The program engages community leaders to ensure that the poorest and most vulnerable are reached. For Halima, the project has been a lifesaver.
As soon as I received the money, I gave it to my husband, who went to the market to buy a stock of millet, and our family started having proper meals again. The money is a huge help for us because before we had cash transfer, we didn't know where to turn or what we were going to do.
Still, chronic malnutrition is not simply a problem of inadequate food. It's also one of poor feeding practices and insufficient access to safe water and health care. The cash transfer, says UNICEF, can help meet the urgent needs, but only long-term interventions can end the problem. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.